All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, entering the 2018 NFL season, the Jacksonville Jaguars were one of the trendy picks to get to the Super Bowl, but after six games, Jacksonville finds themselves with a record of 3-3, and in each of their last two contests, they flat out been embarrassed. This once proud Jaguars defense has been taken behind the woodshed in each of their last two games. In week number five, they fell on the road to the Kansas City Chiefs, and yesterday they were throttled at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys by the score of 40-7. Now, offensively, Jacksonville needs to get running back Leonard Fournette back in the fold because he's a big part of their offense. And as a quarterback goes, Blake Bortles is not the guy to get it done. Yesterday versus Dallas, he was 15 of 26 passing for 149 yards with a TD and a pick. Now, this Dallas team jumped on Jacksonville early, and if you're the Jaguars, you are not built to play come from behind football, as they were down 24-0 at one point. And a big part of this game was, you know, cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Of course, he's an outspoken guy. He's not afraid to tell you what's on his mind. But the bottom line is, if you're going to talk the talk, you've got to walk the walk. He was taken to school by Odell Beckham of the New York Giants in week number one. Last week, we saw Tyreek Hill get the best of him. And this is after, you know, he failed to really acknowledge the type of player that Tyreek Hill is. And then yesterday, Cole Beasley had his way versus this Jaguars defense in the slot. And what made it worse was when the reporters were at Ramsey's locker after the game, he simply would not talk. A guy who loves to talk smack when things are good, and all of a sudden, when things get bad, you have nothing to say. A lot of people are going to look at you and say, you know, he's a fair weather sailor. And that's exactly what he is, because all of these guys that he's talking about have taken him to school as far as a wide receiver position go. Most of the quarterbacks that he's criticize are better than the quarterback that he is relying on to win games for him in Blake Bortles. So I look at this Jacksonville team. They still have everything in place to make the playoffs. Why? Because nobody is running away with the AFC South. We have a three-way tie between Jacksonville, the Houston Texans, and the Tennessee Titans right now. So it's going to be one of those things. Whoever gets hot in the month of December is going to win this division. But if you're Jacksonville, the only way that you're going to get to the playoffs is probably as a division winner, because the way that you're playing right now, you're not going to get it done as a wild card. And then on top of that, I can't emphasize this enough. Blake Bortles is not the guy. I really think that Jacksonville made a mistake this past offseason. They needed to upgrade their quarterback position, and they didn't. They basically rolled the dice saying that they can get back to the AFC Championship game and potentially the Super Bowl with this guy under center. That is not the case. And they are going to find that out the hard way. They are beginning to find that out the hard way. And I don't care how good this defense is, unless Jacksonville goes out there and scores 20 points literally on defense each game, they're not going to win. They're the modern day Tampa Bay Buccaneers prior to John Gruden, and we saw what they were come playoff time. So for Jacksonville, a lot of people, they were their sexy pick coming into the season to get to the Super Bowl. Jalen Ramsey felt like, you know, he never met a camera or a microphone that he didn't like. But the bottom line is, their back is against the wall. all of that talking needs to be put aside, and Jacksonville has to go back to the drawing board and find ways to execute and win contest. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.